This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a statement from the White House, President Joe Biden said that he will be announcing more than 500 new sanctions against Russia.
To mark Saturday's second anniversary of Russia's unprovoked and brutal attack on Ukraine, its ongoing war of conquest, and for the death of Alexei Navalny, the president's statement said that these sanctions will target individuals connected to Navalny's imprisonment, as well as Russia's financial sector, defense, industrial base, and sanctions evaders across multiple continents. The president's statement also mentioned the imposition of new export restrictions on nearly 100 entities for providing backdoor support for Russia's war machine. The president also directed his team to strengthen support for civil society, independent media, and for those who fight for democracy around the world. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Ukraine's foreign minister is telling skeptics who believe Ukraine can't win the war with Russia that they will be proven wrong. Dmytro Kuleba insists that Ukraine will win the war. He is speaking at the United Nations on the eve of the second anniversary of Russia's invasion. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he seeks open-ended control over Gaza after Israel's offensive.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's seeking open-ended control over Gaza after Israel's offensive in the enclave ends. Netanyahu presented his long-awaited post-war plan to his security cabinet for approval. The plan was swiftly rejected by Palestinian leaders and runs counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally. Washington seeks Palestinian governance in both Gaza and the West Bank ahead of the eventual creation of a Palestinian state.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers, this is VOA News. An ally of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny says the Russian authorities have given his mother a deadline to agree to forego a public funeral or else they'll bury him immediately on prison grounds. Navalny's close associate says that his mother was given 3 hours to accept a proposal for a private funeral outside the public eye in what appears to be another dark twist in the almost week-long standoff with the authorities to retrieve the politician's body. Navalny, who was 47, is Russia's most well-known opposition politician, unexpectedly died Friday in an Arctic penal colony. Russian authorities have sought to suppress any outpouring of sympathy for President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe. Buses dropped off hundreds of migrants at a San Diego bus stop instead of at a reception center that had been serving as a staging area because it ran out of local funding sooner than expected. The releases Friday of people as far away as China show how even the largest city on the country's southern border is struggling to cope with the migration flows. Astronomers have spotted new tiny moons around Neptune and Uranus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Astronomers are announcing a new discovery, three previously unknown moons in our solar system. The astronomical discovery is astronomical. Two previously undetected moons have been found circling Neptune, and another was found around Uranus, making it the 28th known moon for the third largest planet. These tiny, distant moons were spotted using powerful telescopes in Hawaii and Chile. This new finding, reported by astronomers, gives Neptune 16 known moons. One of the new ones needs about 27 years to complete just one lap around the planet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he strongly supports in vitro fertilization after an Alabama court ruling puts new pressure on Republicans.
Former President Donald Trump says he is backing the availability of in vitro fertilization. At a campaign stop in South Carolina, Trump made his first comments since an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that led some providers in the state to suspend their IVF programs.
We want to make it easier for mothers and fathers to have babies, not harder.
The Republican presidential frontrunner called on lawmakers in Alabama to preserve access to the treatment.
The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers and fathers and beautiful little babies.
AP's Ed Donahue reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.